So the Gemara Roshon Daf Tesamid Aleph. Gemara says, "With Mosifim Echol Al Kodesh Menalon." Desanya B'Chorish V'Katzah Tishpos. Rabbi Kiva Omer Etzarach L'Mocharish V'Katzah Shal Because the pasuk speaking about Shabbos, Sheish Yom Tavod V'Yom Shvi Tishpos B'Chorish V'Katzah Tishpos. So, what is B'Chorish V'Katzah Tishpos? So, Rabbi Kiva learns it's going on Shvius. Because it can't be going on Shabbos, because Shabbos is more than Farisha and Ketzirah. So it's going on Shemitah. So, but Shemitah in its Arach. Why? Because it's already said in Bahar, Ola Alach Asat Cholos Izra, Chama Cholos Izmar, Alachara Shel Erash Shvius, Hanichnas of Shvius, So it means the Emosif Mechol Al HaKodesh with regard to the din of Shvius and Shemitah. Okay? So that's where he learned Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael really doesn't have a pasuk because he says that it's going all on Shabbos. And he says, Melamed, that it comes to tell you that mitzvah k'siras homer is docha Shabbos. Mitzvah k'siras homer is docha Shabbos. Only chara shal rishus, katsa shal rishus. So according to him, so he uses up the pasuk completely for Shabbos. So he doesn't have a concept of mosif mechol al kodesh because he has no ribui. So actually, he learns it out. The Gemara says he learns it out from Malach l'mosh m'sinai. That's the Gemara in Ma'at Katan. Okay. So, but the Gemara is not taking up where he learns it out from at this point. The Gemara is just saying, Rabbi Yishmael doesn't have the limud, so how does he know Mosif Nechol HaKadosh? Menolei nafkelei mitasanya, v'nisim es nafshasechem, besisha, yachol, besisha. You might think it's on the 9th of Tishrei. Tamaloma ba'erev. Ba'erev is the 10th. I ba'erev yachol mishatechshach. If it's ba'erev, you might think that it's when it gets dark. In other words, seisekachavim. Tamalomar, and Benish Mashas will be a suffix, Tamalomar Besisha. Okay, it said, Maschul Mesanim Ebod Yom. Malamech Masifim Mechol Al Kodesh. Okay. Ainli Elabiknisa, so Bisi Yasso Minayan, Tamalomar Erev Ad Erev. Ainli El Yom Kippurim, Shabbosis Minayan, Tamalomar Tishbisu. Yom Tov Minayan, Tamalomar Shabbatchem. Okay, it said, Komakam Shinamba Boshvos, Masifim Mechol Al Kodesh. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva asks the kasha on this Gemara. Because according to the Gemara, he asks it when you get to Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo Shvos, correct? He doesn't ask it before, because before you have no proof that Rabbi Akiva holds the Yemosef Mechol Al HaKodesh and goes on Yom Tovim and Yom Kippur and everything. You know what I mean? Because you could say he's just going on Shvius. But since the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yishmael, where does he have Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, and Gemara goes and learns that for Yom Kippurim and for Shabbos and for Yontif. So now you know the Gemara meant that Rabbi Akiva also derives not just Shvius, but derives Yom Kippurim and Yontif and Shabbos. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva asks, he says, according to this, he says, how is it possible? Yes, his first question is, how is it possible, according to this, to learn out for Inui? Because in Shemitah there's no Inui. So how can you learn out for Inui? Okay. And apparently the Gemara holds Rabbi Akiva learns out just like Rabbi Yishmael. So he learns it out from Shvius. He learns out to Inui. But Inui is not B'char Shva Katsa Tishbos. Okay. It's not a Malacha. The Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that you can't compare Malacha to Inui. You can't learn out from the other. Why? Because Malacha is found in Shabbosos and Yom Tovim, and Inui not. So how would you know to get Mosif on Inui? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Well, Biyosa Kasha, he says, and really, if you want, he asks his first question because it's like blatantly impossible. Can't go from Malach to Inui, two qualitative changes. But now he asks, even in the realm of Malacha, he says, you can't learn out from Shvius, because he says, there's only two Malachas to learn out from there, Harisha and Ketzira, Avalon Netiya. Because he only learns out by Harish Vakatza Tishba, it's only Harisha and Ketzira and not Netiya. Kamashikas of Taisa Dir Maschel, Omutalak, Dir Maschel, what is it? Omutalakaima. Yeah. Okay. So, the Imkain. Then came the Yom Kippurim of the Shabbos Menolan Taisus B'Sharim Malachis Tzarachian. So how are you going to know Sharim Malachis that will mean Shabbos and Yom Kippurim that you Yimosef? Okay. We asked also. We just broadened out the B'Kivegas Kasha a little bit. We just said that the whole concept of learning out from Shvius from Shemitah is very strange altogether. Because Shemitah is Avodas HaKarka. What does it have to do with Kiddush Sayon? And moreover, the Malachas Shemitah are different Malachas. The criterion is Avodas HaKarka. Malachas Shabbos is totally in creativity. It's not totally in whether it affects the Karka or not. So it's two different types of Malachas. So how can you learn it from one to the other? That was our question. Basically, Ruki Vegas Kasha. Okay. All right. Then you remember. Next Kasha we took up was the Rambam. The Gemara. Gemara and Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph and Mem Aleph. Gemara Yuma, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Chamisha Kroi Ksivi B'Malacha. There are five psukim by Malacha. Chad Li Azhara, the Yamama. One tells you that you can't do Malacha by Yom and Yom Kippurim. The Chad La Azhara Dalilya. And the other one is for Lav to tell you you can't do Malacha and the nighttime of Yom Kippurim. V'chad la'onesh di'amama, and one is for tell you that there's an onesh if you do malacha bayom, v'chad la'onesh d'liliya. And the other one is to tell you that there's an onesh if you do malacha balayla also. Okay? V'chad la'fnuyi, and the fifth one is extra. It's free. L'migmar inu mimalacha. Bein di'amama, bein d'liliya. Okay? So the fifth one is there to equate Inui with Malacha. Okay? So, the Taisus Yishanim asks, Akasha, Taisus Yishanim asks, he says, on the last Taisus Yishanim, Chad Lonesh di Amama, Vachad Lonesh di Lilia. Lo Yadaina, Iba Inim Bechol Duch de Onesh di Amama, Vililia, the Malacha. Kigan, Shabbos is Yom. Okay.
No, before it was paused.
Yeah, I just paused it. Oh, no one knows how to do this.
How many minutes is that?
What? You sure you saw it was paused?
It was paused. While you were working on
the test you showed him?
I don't know how long. I just remember looking,
and
then when you
thought
that's
the question. Right, yeah, check it. Now is it on? All right, you're good. Keep your eye on it. Next time, let us know. Okay. So Tais Shanim asks the question. He says, "Vayadana ibuinim b'chol duchta onesh diyamom avalelia v'malacha k'don shabbos yom tavim v'chol shemayim." So he says, now he doesn't know if in every place you need a limud. I mean, basically his question is, there's no place that it splits it up besides here. And really, Misvari shouldn't split it up. Vayar, it's one is malacha. Why do you need a special limud for inu live for malachas, lila, malachas yom? He doesn't know of any place. If he just formulates it in that way, meaning to say that you can't say that there's no place. If there is a place, it wouldn't be a kasha. Okay? But the problem is, where do you find that you split up the day into malachas, into laila, into yom? Okay. The Rambam has a Shulchan Aruch has too. Just copy the Rambam. But the Rambam has it also. The Rambam has in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Shvisas Asar, Kishem Sheshoves Memalacha Bo Bein Bayom or Bein Balaila, Kach Shvus Leinui Bein Bayom Bein Balaila. Okay? So he has the Bein Bayom and Bein Balaila. So, apparently, the Rambam understood the Gemara. Why you have to have this breakup? All right, so we're going to try to. That's another kash. We're going to try to explain that to answer the Taisa Shana's question. Okay. Now we have a kash from a different area. Okay. There's a machlokes on the Chesam Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes when the Shnas HaYovel begins. So the Chachamim hold the Shnas HaYovel begins on Yom HaKippur. Okay. And Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan Shel Baroka maintains it begins from the beginning of the year. And it's Miskadeshes V'Holechas. It's Miskadeshes V'Holechas because Yom HaKippurim, everybody agrees, without Yom HaKippurim you do not have any Mekadesh. But the question is, does the Kedushas Yovel begin on Yom HaKippurim, which means that you're missing 9 days, or Kedushas Yom HaKippurim begins on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah. But the only thing is, it doesn't climax until Yom HaKippurim. That's when it reaches its ultimate form. So the Gemara says that for what happens from Rosh Hashanah until Yom HaKippurim, lo ha'yavadim niftaran lo ha'tayan, the Eved wasn't free. But on the other hand, you couldn't employ the Eved. You couldn't be noig avdus. But ochlu v'shosin v'smechin patrasein v'rashayin, it means that they act for like three people. They act like three people. The shlitas ha'adon is gone. But the shame cheras is not there until Yom HaKippurim. The change in the Eved, in the actual Adam of the Eved. Okay, good for Eved. So the Gemara asks over there that maybe the Gemara asks that in the next year you'll also, next year it won't be over until the following Yom Kippur. Won't be over until the following Gemara. So according to that Mandomar, so maybe we'll be Moser. The Gemara says, and don't be astounded at such a proposition, because we know the Yamasif Mechol HaKodesh. Okay? So therefore, you'll have from Rosh Hashanah till Rosh Hashanah, and then you'll be Mosif until Yom HaKippurim, and the Yovel will end with Yom HaKippurim. Okay? So Taisvis asks the question, he says, why didn't the Gemara ask that question according to the Rabbanah? According to Rabban, also the Gemara could have asked that it should end in Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he says that, first he says, because it's Mifta Butzer, the Rabbanon don't even have a full year, so how could you have a Tosefes? In other words, they knocked off the first 9 days, so they don't have a full year. So you're going to say that they're Mosef in the end? It's not if you have a full year, if you don't have a full year, you can't be Mosef. What do you mean Mosef on? You're missing the full entity. So Taisva says, and Taisva says, Adarabba, Kolshkin the Tzarech Tvei, Mishim Dachsiv Bekru HaShona, Ve'in Kan Shana Shlema, Elim Kein Timoshech Ad Yom HaKippurim, Acher. So he says, no, on the contrary, it really says Shana. So this would help the problem of Shana. Why? Because now you have a year. Mm-hmm. Now you have a year. Okay? So Taisa says this very sharply. He says like this. He says, V'yashlomo, the kivin lo shayach time of the Tosefes, since the time of the Tosefes is not possible, because we said before, you can't be Moshe if you don't have a year. So now you're going to say that's not a Tosefes, but it's an actual year. So then, below Shem Yitur, Memata, Mikro, the Vikidashtem, the Mash Bedafka Shnas HaChamishim. Because then you're going to destroy the entity of the Shnas HaChamishim. Because you're going to go from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, that'll be a year. And the identity of the Shnas HaChamishim will be lost. That's Tais's answer. That's Nijin's answer. But the question was, he didn't answer his question though. There still remains one question. Where is the year? Where is the year? Yeah. The next point is a question on the Ramah in Ebenezer. Others ask this question too. The Ramah seems to say, or says clearly, pretty much, that a mumul yom kippurim is like a mumul Shabbos. Is dino kakum. So the question is, where did the Ramah get that from? Because the only time you have only a person that's kofar ma'aseh bereishis is dino kakum. Shabbos is ma'aseh bereishis, and Yom Kippurim is kavod pi bezdin. Has nothing to do with ma'aseh bereishis. So how can you say mumul liyom kippurim is a mumar l'chol atar kul, like a Shabbos is dino kakum? That's the question. Okay.
Where is dino kakum?
Yeah, Ramah is in Kufchov Gimel. Ebenezer Kusim in Kufchov Gimel. He mentioned Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. Okay. All right. Next question. Okay. So now the next question. The next question is that the Shita Sarambam is very funny. Because the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, he says like this: "V'tzarach lahosif." Same Rambam we did before. "V'tzarach lahosif mechol al hakodesh, b'knisaso will be itziyaso." Shenemar ve'inisim es nafshasechem b'sishol hakodesh barav. Klomar haschil latzo mulisanos me'erev tisha asamach lachan la'asiri. V'chein b'itziyaso. Okay? Right? So the Ram says that apparently the Ram holds it's a sizable time. I mean, ma'at, recognizable amount of time. Doesn't say exactly how many minutes, but certainly a recognizable amount of time. But the Ramam has that Tzarech Los Mechol HaKodesh. The only thing funny about the Rambam is that the Rambam only mentions it with regard to Inui. So the Nosa Kelim say, the Magen Mishnah says that he doesn't have it with regard to Malacha. So on Yom Kippur itself, he doesn't have it with regard to Malacha. So apparently, obviously, with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tovim, he also doesn't have it. Because even on Yom Kippur itself, with regard to Malacha, he's not Mosef. Only with regard to Inui. So certainly what by Shabbos and Yom Tovim, he doesn't have the idea of Tosefes. Okay? But our question was, okay, that may be true, but how could he break up the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur? I mean, it's not two Kedushas Hayoms. I mean, it's one Kedushas Hayom. Shabbos Shabbos Nilachem B'Nisan Asnaf Shasechem. It's one, if you look at the Pesukim, it's a unification of the Inui and the Issa Malacha. Without the Issa Malacha, there's no Kedushas Hayom. So it's one Kedushas Hayom. So how does the Ram split the Kedushas Hayom in half and say, with regard to Inui, you're Mosef, and with regard to Malacha, you're not Mosef? That was our question. So it works out, actually, that the Shita Saram is Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel and Moed Katan. That on Shabbos there is no Al Safa. On Shvius there's Al Safa when? Bizman Shabbos Mikashkayim. Ram says, right? Yeah. Allah Hamash Mashinah. Bizman Shabbos Mikashkayim. So he paskins like Ram Gamliel. And therefore, Shabbos and Yom Tov are excluded. But there's no words that it says that he doesn't hold from Vinisim. That's not Shasecha. So the Rambam passing like Rambam Gamliel. Okay. That's how he's asking a good question. Me'er v'er v'tish b'su Shabbat. So it's mashma the whole Kedisha Sayom, he should be Moses.
So what is
it? What? That's the Paschal quotes. That's Paschal quotes. Yeah. Me'er v'er v'tish Shabbatchem, and v'tish b'su Shabbatchem is really Malacha. That's a good question. That's right. It makes the question even stronger. Okay. Then we ask another question. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Yuma both say Mosif Mechol al Kodesh, and the learner from the Nisim is not Shasechan. And the Gemara Moed Katan, Rav Gamliel, assumes that Shabbos he can't be Mosif. It's almost like Svaras Hafuchas. Where does he get that idea that you can't be Mosif on Shabbos? It's just like Shabbos is Motul Fon El Acharel. How does he know that? You know, others learn they go Mosif, and as you know, it can't be Mosif. I mean, we just want to understand. It's like a strange thing to find two Gemaras, and they're opposites. One is Yechayev Mosif, the other one is you can't be Mosif. You know, it's Mashma there, and you can't be Mosif. There's no Asafa. Gemara Moed Katan Daf Dalam Rav.
Which one says that you can't be Mosif?
Moed Katan Daf Dalam Rav. From Gamliel. The next question went into the Shitas of Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh. Okay? Because there are various Shitas. I wanted in the Shia to explain all the Shitas in the end. So, one is Shitas Aran. That's the most extreme Shita in terms of the Asafa. The Shita Saran is on the Gimel Amud Beis in the Rif in Yuma. Tana Rabbanan Benismas Nafshasechem Besisho Tamaloma Shabbatchem Kol Shvisa Shatashoves Atamosef Lo Beim Lafonel Beim Lacharel. So the Ran says Yesh Lishols Mantos Efes Eimas Bocha Shemesh Zoreach Al Haaretz Yefshar Dot Nam Per Kamad Shabbos V'Cholim Beisul Matirnim No Shemesh. The Yefshe Gamkein Shiyibis Mon Bein Ashmoshes Shere Teis Vizeh Ein Ela Baaseh Bein Ashmoshes Safek Karasu Achayev Hashem Toli Ubi Shnei Bein Ashmoshes Chayev Chatas Chata Shmeino. If he does it both at the same time Bein Ashmoshes Malacha on 2 days Ubi Chayev Chatas Yeshlomar The Mishor Sheina Shemesh Nira Laaretz Atche Maschil Bein Ashmoshes Asher Bein Atam's Shkia Yeshloshes Mil Mushlish Okay, I'm not going to go into that. We'll skip that over because that's the whole Rabbeinu Tam with the Shtei Shkias. But then he comes back and he says that Valderach Zeh near the bottom, about 5 lines, 6 lines from the Mamasal Vatosfos. He says, "Valver zek kosev Ramban zal shehazman azeh shehu mitchilas hashkiya dainu mishua shein Hashemesh nira al oretz adzman bein hashmashes huzman ashol tosefes shehazman azeh shehu shloshes mil morviya ratzal asas akulo tosefes osa ratzal asas amitzas menu osa uvovat she yosef ezes man shehe vada yom mechol al hakodesh Vimtom atenech tosefes betchila, so tosefes beitziyasa echem shkachasla. How do you find tosefes after Yom Kippur? Shezman ben Hashmoshes sein aroy l'tosfos. Shemen asofek hunesar. Mumi ben Hashmoshes lahalon laila gomor. Vaod ezu shoye emos v'olech. Yeshloma kein shomru yisham with the brachas gassim nosim bolvachi she yischamu tlasa kochavim. The damyan chada kuchvasa klomar ritzufin b'makom echad. That you see three that are really look like one, which means that they're ritzufin. Hayim ufuzarin aser basias malacha mishum tosefes. So it's a shia really. It's mitzuref according to him by the kochavim. that the kochavim really, when it's ritzufin, it really is good enough, but it's asur because you need tosefes. The tosefes is when they're mefuzarin. So the tosefes is expressed as mitzurif to the yom by the fact that the simin of that Shabbos is over is the same simin, but it's a different character. That it's instead of a ritzufin, it's mefuzarin. Okay? So the simple question on the run is, why didn't he just say it's a certain amount of time after Tzeis Kachavim? Why did he have to find in the Ritzufin and the Mefuzarin? The Ritzufin really is over. But now there's a shear in the Ritzufin, which is that they're Mefuzarin, so that shear is the Zman Tosefes. Why did he have to do that? Okay? That's Shitas Aran. That's Shitas Aran. Shitas Arash is on Yom Kippurim on Sif Ches. Okay? Tonu Rabbanu V'nisma Snash Yasechem. Okay, it said Maschul Masanim Mevod Yom Mikanch Masif Mechol HaKadosh. And he goes, "Fun of all kids, it goes through." And then he says, the Tosef Hazeh, after he goes through the Gemara, he says, "The Tosef Hazeh Tzorach Sheyei Kodim Bein Hashmashes." Okay, so he's not bothered with Iran's problem. It's Kodim Bein Hashmashes. Dilu Bein Hashmashes Sofik Yom Sofik Lailo V'mas Malacha B'Shnei Bein Hashmashes V'Shag Chayv Chatas Bein Nukras Tosef Hazeh The Belavri B'Yudha Kurat Tzorach Lefresh M'Sofik V'Gam Sofik Karas Yishva Ela Kodim Bein Hashmashes Shu Malach Elef B'chamesh me'os amal kodem alayla. Tzarech los menachol ha-kodesh. V'tosefes zelon is barish yuro. Elal karchach lav tosefes kol duhu. It's not a kol duhu. Karmar mit amin perek yomtif b'reish ha-mevi. U'b'shabes perek ha-shoho. V'tosefes di yomek p'rum d'raisu. V'hani noshi didon d'ochlu v'shosu ador t'v'lo machinam buhu. So the Gemara says, because mutav shi'yishogim lo yom ezidin. U'mestam lo hoyo ochlos l'gamri yad ha-sheicha. Shein yecholos tzamtzim. So if you're going to say it's a mashu, how do you know that they're over? It's not nikkah that they're over. Ela pirusho kodem mitzumo shel yom. Vegam misfeko. Ela shibatosvos hayu. It's kodem mitzumo shel yom and before the suffix shel yom. Ela shibatosvos hayu mezalzlos. Amo labatos is koldo amrin. Ela shalon is bar shiuro. Asarach lifrosh kodem menash moshes maat. So he's not sure he doesn't run, he doesn't have the run's problem, doesn't fit into the kochavim, but he basically says that you have to be mosif ma'at before neo and lacharel. What is ma'at? Apparently it's a sizable time. Okay, sizable time. Well, we'll come back to what ma'at is when we come back for the answers. Okay, that's the Rosh Hashita, and pretty much the same in Brachas. And brachas on daf, what was it? Brachas on daf chav zayin on Perek Dalas and Vav. So it's pretty much the same thing, right? Taisvis has a different sheet. Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah, he asks the same question. He says on daf tesamad aleph, Rabbi Akiva Avi Nisan Mayavad Lei. The Rabbi Akiva have a yalof kulu mishvias Shabbos for Yom Tov for Yom Kippurim to kulu modin to Tosh Yom Kippurim the Raisa. Can I read him Perek Shol? Perek Amevi. If not, scratch it. Perek Amperek Markham Shenogu boy lemeim adari Yom Kippurim sveker also the bein hashmasha shelo airi. Va'amai ha filu vada yom samach lachashecha also v'knisa so vada lala samach liyom v'itzi also k'mo tosvos k'mo kin kashu v'perek v'amadlikin. It's not Sufik Hashaykh Madlikin, the Shema, as it says, the Shema Mishim the Sagi the Tosfos Mashahu Nakar Hochi. And maybe because you only need Tosfos Mashahu. So he doesn't deal with the Tosefus of Mashahu. Because it's only a Mashahu. Yeah. So it's Mashma that Tosfos holds that even on Yom Kippurim it's only Mashahu. It's only Mashahu. Taisvus and Beitza, Taflamin Amar Aleph. He says, the high Taisvus Yom Kippurim, the right Sev, Achli Vashasi Al Chashecha, Mashma the Yeshil of Taisvus Yom Kippurim. Me the Hitzuch Lahafsuk Mbod Yom. Just like the Rosh. Okay. What? No,
because of the case of the woman.
Mashmah the Yeshil, because that's what I'm going to say, the women are over. How do you know if it's just a Mashil, how do you know they're over? Okay. So Taisa over here holds, he contradicts the Taisa in Rosh Hashanah. And then there's the Taisa for some way of cutting. So he says that when it says you're not Mosif, it means Purta. So Tesis over here holds that on Shabbos it's just a Purta. So you have Tesis like this. So from the Tesis in my cut and then the Tesis in Bates, if you put them both together, you could say it's not a Stira. Because if you're saying Yom Kippur means Mosif, he's Mosif a Shir. Close to the Gemara, otherwise you can't learn the Gemara. But the and on Shabbos is most of a Purta. Okay? But so it will come out that it's most of a Purta on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, but on Yom Kippur he's most of a real Shear. Okay, according to Taisus. Okay? So you have several Shitas. You have a Shita that you're always most of a Purta. You have a Shita that you're always most of as Man Mulvon. A noticeable amount of time, and then it would seem from Taisus, if you combine the two Taisus in, that you have a Shita that you Mosef a Purta on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, and on Yom Kippurim, you Mosef a noticeable amount of Zman Nika. Okay? So we wanted to understand, like, what's this, what are these Machlekes? How do you define these Machlekes? What are they telling you? Yeah. Then there's Shita Sagra. Then there's Shita Sagra. Which Siman is in Shita Sagra? Which siman is Shita Sagra? Shin Samach Aleph. So the Gra says, he quotes the Rambam Shita, Reish Samach Aleph. Reish Samach Aleph. So the Gra quotes the Rambam Shita, and says a strange thing there. He says the Taisus is mashma like the Rambam. The Mishnah, the Bir Halacha says, there's no way to get it, so I couldn't figure it out either. But anyways, but he wants to say, Smashmi wants to say that even according to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv of Tosefis, but there's a kiyum of Tosefis. He can be Mosef. So our question was, how is that possible? In other words, if there's no chiyuv, so that means there's no inyan of it. Where do you find an optional thing that you can do it? You need the to Mosef Echol HaKodesh, so that's where Allah stems from. But if you don't have to, what is it? It's an optional thing that you can do it, and if you do it, it's considered Shabbos. I mean, the Gra Shita requires some kind of explanation. It's interesting. The Gra brings a right from Shesh Tkiyas, but the Rambam in Chulin at the end of the first parak in Pirish Mishnayos, he just says Shesh Tkiyas is just a Siman Ba'alma. So the Gra learns. So the Rambam apparently didn't learn like that. So I don't know whether the Gro held himself that he yells that way, or he's trying to say the Ram holds that way. But the Ram in Pirsh Mishnayos says clearly that it's just a Siman Balma. It's not really a Tosefis. Okay. In the end he says, Kolo Shel Dover. I was looking for Ubiuro. In our edition of the Pirsh Mishnayos, it says Ubiuro Dover. He has Kolo Shel Dover. Ki yatkiyas heina oral kinesas hakadosh. What does he say over there? What's the lashon? The last one, the very end of the parak, first parak. different. Beor inyan shatkiya sema ara al achnasa sakarish, Abdullah hu ara al itziya sakarish. Vein alach Rabbi Dosa. So you see that he holds it to ha'ara. It's just a ha'ara. It's not a din of mosif me chol ha'kodesh. It's just to make the am zayir, to inform them. Okay? Yeah, the, what do the Gratis say that? The Gratis also. The Gratis also says mitzvah lasam rabban?
I thought so, but I see it, I couldn't find it, but I saw
it in the Bi'alacha. Yes, it in Bi'alacha. Yeah, but you can't say mitzvah lasam rabban that there's no institution of raisa, because then the Chacham can't make up a Shabbos. So, it means mitaraisa, there is a kiyum, there is such a thing. Yeah. Not machuyev. But the Rabbana came along and said it's mitzvah lasam. That's the question.
That is the question.
Yeah, the Gemara in my cotton on Daf Gimel on the base. So the Gemara says that Beishamay and Beisilul were Mosef Erev Shvius. So their Asaf was more than 30 days. And then the Rav Gamliel Beis Dino were mevatel it. Okay? So the Gemara goes, how could they be mevatel it? So, but then one of the questions the Gemara asks is, so the Gemara says, how could they be mevatel it? So no, they made it tonight. They said, if anybody wants to be mevatel, they can be mevatel. So the Gemara says, are you saying that the Hosafa is really belongs to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It was the Gzeira. He said, Allah l'mosh m'sinai. Damar Abasi, Amar B'yochan, Mishun Rabbi Nachon Yesh Bekas, Beis Chorsan, Esen Etios, Arava, V'nisa Chamayim, Allah l'mosh m'sinai. Okay. So Esen Etios means that if you have Esen Etios, you're allowed to be Choresh until Rosh Hashanah. So it's an exception to the halacha of Hosafa. So Taisus explains, so where do you see the Isser that you must know is that you must be Mosef? Where do you see that from the Lachal Mosh Mesinai? Lachal Mosh Mesinai just says it's Mutter. Ve'achik ledaktek, midashar rachmona yalda, miklal deskena asura. Because how come the Torah is Mate yalda? Yalda is Asenetios. And Zakena, if you're going to say that there never was an Isser to begin with, so what do you need a Mate for? What do you need Mate Asenetios for if there's no Isser? From the fact that the Lachal Mosh Mesinai is Mater Esenetios, you deduce that there's an Isser. Okay, you deduce that there's an Isser. Okay, that's what it says. Pirish, yeah. Harei al yidei Lachal Mosh Mesinai Naseres Tosefes Shvius. Aval Tera Luchud Liyalda, just to give a heter, Lo Ritzchuch, the Mechei Teisu Lasser. So you learn out from the fact that it's a limud. I mean, not a limud. It's an inference. It's inferred. Okay. Then the Gemara comes back again. The Gemara seems to forget that, because the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Shmuel Omar. The Gemara quotes the price of Acharish v'katzar tishbos. So Rabbi, the Gemara says, "Vani olchasininu." Are these things really Allah l'moshe m'sinai? But they're really psukim. Acharish v'katzar tishbos. Rabbi Kiva amay nitzarach loma. Acharish v'katzar shel shvius. Rabbi Kiva nevas anchalos shel chamchal sizma. El acharish el er shvius shenichnas shvius. The katzar shel shvius shigatz l'motzoy shvius. Tosefes. Rabbi Yishmael omer ma acharish v'shus af katzar v'shus. Yatzak tziroma shimitzvah. So that's the same Gemara they have in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, "Ela Amar of Nachma Yitzchak Ki Gemiri Hilchas LeMishra Yalda." That the Alach LeMoshe Mesinai came to Mata Yalda, cry LeMeiser Zakena. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Let me just explain that it really is very funny to say you have Alach LeMoshe Mesinai that you'll derive from an inference in Isser." It's a strange thing. Halacha Moshe Mesinai should come to be mefarish the halacha. You have a pasuk, you have psukim, you have halachas. Then the halacha mishmas sinina comes in and gives you exemptions, and gives you conditions, whatever. Okay, but to have an iser derived by way of of inference from halacha mishmas sinina is a very strange formulation. Very strange formulation. So the Gemara says that's why the Gemara thought that no. You're telling me it's psukim. It's not really psukim. The psukim tell you the iser, but the lachol mosh misinai came with mishri yalda. Okay, and at that point, apparently the Gemara held that Rabbi Yishmael, even though Rabbi Yishmael uses to the charish of akotza to be mater the omar, but he could derive many things from one pasuk. So maybe he derived this also. The Gemara didn't know. So then the Gemara switches. The Gemara says, no, that the Fivon de Hilchasal Mishra Yalda, Lav Mamela Zakena Asura, and the Gemara goes back to the old way, that you infer, that it's Muchach, from the fact that Esenatios is Mutter, is Muchach, that, there is an Isser, which comes under the mandate of Tosefis. So what's the Havmina, what's the Maskona? What's the Havmina, what's the Maskona? And besides, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be very difficult to say he didn't have Esenatios. That'd be a difficult thing. I mean, because it seems that according to everybody has it. The Turi Evin asks the question. From the Mishnayos, it seems everybody has that Esenatios. So how could the Gemara say that, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva learns that from Krai, and then Rabbi Shmuel learns that from inference of Halacha Mosh Mishinai. Rabbi Kiva doesn't need the Lachlan Mosh Mishinai. I mean, it's a very difficult position. Okay. So, when we come back, we're going to try to answer these questions. Okay? If you derive something from a Pasuk, so it means it's me in Yonoshol Dover. But if it's a Lachlan Mosh Mishinai, it could be something completely extraneous. Like we explained once, it's a completely different postural system. Okay, it's where it couldn't be woven into the system, but the halacha was necessary, so you have a halacha mosh misina. So it is different. I mean, in Pashtus, that's why the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, where do you know Tosefis? I mean, according to Rabbi Shmuel, sorry, the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, where do you know Tosefis? He has a halacha mosh misina. So the answer is a halacha mosh misina, you can't derive from there. Because it's limited to its place. It's limited to Shvius. So you can't really derive from there. I mean, that's Pashtus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you learn it from a Pasuk, so it's an actual limud. So then you can extend it. Okay? Because Allah Mosh Mishina really is an exception. Exception to the exceptional Allah. And why did Allah Mosh Mishina really have Allah Mosh Mishina as Asr? And Allah Lamash Mishina, it has an atheist as Mutter. I mean, that's the way it should have been. That would be the normal way to write the halachas. I mean, what is this? You learn it out from an inference. I mean, what kind of a thing is that? It's not the normal way to have halachas. If you look at the Rambam's Mashmad, it's two Allah Lamash Mishina. Not Mashmad, it's learned from inference. Yeah, one more question was the Ran and the Gemara. That Noshim need a special limud. Because mitzvah says shezman grama. But the question is, if it's really a part, if it emanates from the Kedushas Hayom, the Yemosef Mechol HaKodesh, why do you need, and why should Nashim be different? I mean, they're already chayavas. So you could argue, but I'm just saying, it would be nice to understand the reason. So the first thing we wanted to do was to define what the Purta is and what a Zman Nikar is. Okay? So we said like this, let's take Shabbos. So the question is, the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, what does it emerge from? Does it emerge from the Gavras Shmiras Shabbos, or does it emerge from the identity of the Yom HaShabbos? Of the Shabbos, the identity of the Yom HaShabbos, the Shabbos Bereishis. So if you say it emerges from the Shmiras Shabbos, so then Purta doesn't make any sense. Because Purta is not something like this, you can't notice it. It's not a cheftish or royal shmirah. So the Tosefis has to be a Tosefis Kedusha. So if the Kedusha Shabbos emerges from the shmirah, so then you can't have Tosefis because Tosefis is not a bar hochi of shmirah. It's an instant. Okay, it's not even noticeable. As the Taisa says, how do you know Nashma or Avaya in violation? So, if you learn, in order to say that Tosefes is Purta, you have to say that the Kedusha Shabbos emerges from the identity of the Yom. But what is Purta? What is the concept of Purta? So the concept of Purta is that in Shabbos, there's not just a mitzvah Shmira Shabbos, but there's a Shabbos is a kiyum in the Gavr. It's a kiyum in the Gavr of Maaseh Bereishis. So therefore, the Gavr has to be Mosef Purta. He has to, in being Mosef Purta, what he's doing is, he's being Mekayim, the kiyum in the Gavr. He's expressing the kiyum in the Gavr. That he recognizes the kiyum in the Gavr. So the kiyum in the Gavr has to be a kiyum in the Gavr that's recognizable before Shabbos. Right, in other words, the Tosefes Purta is a Tosefes of the kiyum in the Gavr of Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. That's what it is. It's a Tosefes of the kiyum in the Gavr of the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. So that's why Purta is enough. That's why Purta is enough. Okay. If the Kedushas Shabbos is the Kedushas of the identity of the Yom HaShvi'i, of Maaseh Bereishis, so Kedushas Shabbos, we can say the Kedushas Shabbos is a Kiyum in the Gavra as well, because it's a Kiyum in Maaseh Bereishis, Kedushas Maaseh Bereishis in the Gavra. Okay, that's the Kedushas Shabbos. So he can extend that Kedusha. When he extends that Kedusha, all he needs is a Purta. Okay? It's not the Shmira Shabbos. It's the Kedusha Shabbos that emanates from the recognition of the Yom HaShvi'i. And the Yom HaShvi'i is an ideational concept. It's a Kedusha Maaseh Bereishis. So that's a Kiyum in the Gavra. So he extends that Kedusha. And how does he extend it? All he needs is a Purta. The question is, what are you being Mosef? Are you being Mosef in the Kedusha Shabbos that is a Kiyum in the Gavra of Maaseh Bereishis? And if that's the case, Purta is enough. Are you being Mosef in the Kedusha Shabbos that emanates from Shmira Shabbos?
So both would agree that both of those elements are in the Yom.
You have to have both. Yeah, there's no question.
Both is which one are you Mosef?
Right. Okay. Everybody holds, you have to have the Yom identity of the Yom HaShvi'i, and you have to have Shmira Shabbos. But the question is, are you Mosef in the Shmira, or are you Mosef in the Kiyum of the Gavra of the Yom HaShvi'i? Because there's a different kiyum in the Gavra of Maaseh Bereishis. So if the Hosafa is on that, so then it's just a Purta. If the Hosafa is on the Shmira, so then it has to be a Zman Nikar, a Zman for Shimo. That I think is more. So we explained in a previous shiur that the Ramban, that there's a difference between Malacha on Shabbos and Malacha on Yom Tov. That Malacha on Shabbos is from, because creativity, Bereishis. Malacha on Yom Tov, the Yisra Malacha is in order to designate yourself for the positive kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. That's what our Ramban says, is they going to shul. So Tefillah and Simcha and the whole day is a special day with Nei Hashem. So in order to have that day, so you have to suspend the Malachas Avodah of the Soda. But the Malachas Ochel Nefesh you don't suspend, because on the contrary, it's something that the person needs. It enhances his Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, it's Malachas Avodah. It's not Malacha because of creation. And Shabbos, it's Malacha because of creation. Okay. But in Yom Tov, it's because of the Yom Mikra Kodesh. The Kedusha of Yom of Mikra Kodesh demands a concentration on the Mikra Kodesh. So Malachas Avodah is a tie to the Sashi to the Kedusha Yom of the Mikra Kodesh. Okay.
Because it means
the person is not designated to the Yom. There's no Yom. I mean, Issa Malacha creates the whole framework of the Yom. Without that, there is no Yom. Okay. Now we said like this. We said that Kedusha Sayom of Yom HaKippurim is unique. is different than any other Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is brought about because of Malacha. The Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov is brought about because of the Mikra Kodesh. But the Kedushas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim is brought about because of one thing, because of the Tzorach HaGavra, an intrinsic need for man to have kapara. Mimokom Odom Mimokom Kaparasa Nivra. He must have kapara. Kapara is a part of his nature. His nature is to be a chote, and he must have kapara. So Yom HaKippur and Rosh Hashanah is an introduction to Yom HaKippur, like the Rambam says in the Mara. So those two Yom and Tovim, which begin with the introduction of Rosh Hashanah, the 10 days of Aseres Me'atshuva, culminate in the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim. Okay? So the Yom HaKippurim is really what creates Yom HaKippurim is the Gavra himself. The Gavra needs to have a Yom HaKippurim. That's what creates the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim. So the Rambam holds, so the Rambam maintains that where the Kedushas HaYom is the Gavra, so then the Gavra must be a Mosif. Because it would lack in the Gavra. Since the whole Kedushas HaYom is because of the Gavra, it's not because of any event, not because of Ma'aseh Bereishis, not because of a special designation of Mikdash, Mikra Kodesh, Shalosh HaGolem. It's not any event, it's simply his nature. So the whole Kedusha is a Kedusha of the Gavra. So since the Kedusha is a Kedusha of the Gavra, so the Gavra must be Mosif. He must be Mosif. Otherwise it would lack in the Gavra. The Gavra is not a Mosif, it would lack in his whole dedication to the Kedushas HaYom. Okay? So that's why by Shabbos you don't have Tosefes, and on Yom Tov you don't have Tosefes, but on Yom HaKippur you do have Tosefes. The only question you still have is, why is it, according to the Rambam, he should have, why is it just in the half of the Kedushas HaYom? How does he split the Kedusha Yom and say it's only with regard to Inui, not with regard to Malacha? It should also be with regard to Malacha too, because Malacha is there because of the dedication of the Gavra to the Yom, which is whose Kedusha stems from the Gavra himself. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there we went into the Kedusha Yom by Yom Kippur. We said, what is the Kedusha Yom? The Kedusha Yom is Kapara. And that emanates from where? From Avoda. Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Now, Avodas Yom HaKippurim is Bayom. Okay? So, is Bayom. Now, Avodas Yom HaKippurim is Bayom and only Bayom. So, if you just had the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, you understand? So, then it would only be Bayom. That's why the Ram differentiates in Yom HaLaila. Where does Laila come in? Laila comes in like this. Because the Kedushas HaYom, what is the Kedushas HaYom in the Avoda? And the Avoda is Chachma. And the central Chachma there is Yedias Hashem. The Shem Avaya. 10 times in Yom HaKippurim. So everything revolves around the Shem Avaya. So the Shem Avaya is the ultimate Yedias Hashem. Chachma Hashem. So the Chachmas Hashem, the Avoda is an Avoda which is permeated with Chachmas Hashem. So that is what drags the Gavra in. And what it does is, it's Machayev him in another Yedias Hashem, an Yedias Hashem of Maisa Bereishis. And that's, according to the Rambam, where the Malacha comes in. Malachas Yom HaKippurim is not like Malachas. According to the other sheets, Malachas Yom HaKippurim is like Malachas Yom Tov. It's generated by the need to consecrate the day. But the only thing is that over here there's no hetter for Ochel Nefesh, because Ochel Nefesh is a tithe of the sasri to Yom HaKippurim. But it's the same kind of Malachas Avoda. Whereas according to the Rambam, the Malacha on Yom HaKippurim becomes introduced via the Yediyas Hashem that Shabbos contains. So Shabbos contains the Yedias Hashem because of Maisa Bereishis. Yedias Hashem is not complete unless you have the Maisa Bereishis. So therefore you have to introduce the Shabbos, you have to take the Shabbos, and you have to transplant the Shabbos into the Yom HaKippurim in order to have the Yedias Hashem of Maisa Bereishis. Once you transplant the Shabbos into Yom Kippurim, you bring in a Laila also. Because Shabbos is Vayer Vayoker. So now...
Excuse me?
The Gemara fits in very nicely. Plus the Malacha. Malacha Biyom. So according to the Rambam, there's an overlap. By Yom, you have the Enisa Malacha, because just like Yontif, because of to concentrate on the Kapara and the Avodah. That would be there anyways. But that would be only by Yom. But now the Yedias Hashem of your Shabbos drags in Shabbos and transplants it into Yom Kippurim, which brings in Nisa Malacha by Yom Ubalayla. Okay, which brings in Nisa Malacha by Yom Ubalayla. So then, what's wrong? So you introduce Balayla. Now you introduce, furthermore than Avodah, you introduce Balayla. Malacha Balayla from the Yom HaShabbos, being transplanted onto the Yom HaKippurim. So once you have Laila V'Yom, so now the Gavra is included. Because the Gavra is included, now you've gone beyond the Kapparas Avodah. You've gone into the Gavra. Because now you've made it a Yom for the Gavra. So, since it's a Yom for the Gavra, so the Inui has to be Balayla as well. Because the Inui is a substratum of the Gavra. The Inui is really the essence of the Kapparas of Gavra. And the Rambam is funny. Rambam, I think, says that in the Mar also. That the Inui is the essence. If I'm not mistaken, don't rely on me 100%, but I think so. He ties the Inui is the Kapparas of Yom. So now, in order to have the substratum for the Kapara, which is the Yedias Hashem from it starts with the Yedias Hashem from Avodah, which drags in the Yedias Hashem Maisa Bracious, which drags Shabbos into the Yom Kippurim. And then it becomes a matter of the Gavra, because it's Laila V'Yom, and it's Laila is not Avodah, but he's still Chayav Yom Kippurim because of Yediyah. So Yediyah brings in the Gavra, B'Laila V'Yom. So now the Inui has to be Balayla V'Yom. The Inui has to be Balayla V'Yom. Now there's only one thing. You see, the Rambam holds like Rambam Gamliel. So he holds that the Yom HaShabbos, the Kedushas Yom HaShabbos is the Yom HaShvi, is the identity of the Yom HaShvi itself. And the Yom HaShvi, see the Gemara says, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that we did before, the Gemara says that why can't you be Mosif? Remember we did the Gemara before, and Mosif says, why can't you be Mosif? To the next Yom Kippur, according to the Chachon, that holds you start the year with Yovel. So you start the year with Yovel, so why can't you be Mosif after the year until the next Yom Kippur? So the Gemara answers, Yovel hi, to Yelachem. That is Yovel hi, you can't be Mishana, the Tzur of the Yovel. So you see, sometimes Tosefes is a chasar, because it breaks the identity of the Zman. The identity of the Yovel has to be the Shnas HaChamishim. So you can't be Mosif, because then you're tampering with the identity of the Shnas HaChamishim. So what the Rambam learns like this. The Rambam learns that on Shabbos, that's why the Gemara says you can't be Mosif on Shabbos. The Gemara Rambam Gamliel. Why? Because if you're Mosif on Shabbos, you're tampering with the identity of the Kedushas Hayom of the Yom HaShvi. That's what the Rambam maintains. The Rambam maintains you're not Mosif on the Shmira, you have to be Mosif on the Kiyum and the Gavra. But the Kiyum and the Gavra you can't be Mosif on, because then you're losing the identity of the Yom HaShvi. The identity of the Yom HaShvi is like Rashi expresses it in Brachos, that it's that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can identify the Yom HaShvi, because it's Nichlas Kachut Asara, because he's the Adair who goes. So the Yom HaShvi is a precise time. If you're Mosif on the Yom HaShvi, according to the Rambam, you're Megareya, you'll be destroying the Mishana, the identity of the Yom HaShvi. So therefore, he holds that you can't be Mosif on the Yom HaShabbos, because you'll be changing the identity. Now, the question is, see, the only place you could be Mosif is where the Yontif is the Yontif of the Gavra itself. Then it's appropriate. Where the Yontif, the nature of the Yontif is the Gavra, so then it's appropriate to be Mosif. And that's really Me'er Avad Erev. And that's really why you only find the expression Me'er Avad Erev by Yom Kippurim, according to the Ram. That's why he mentions it over there. Because Me'er Avad Erev means like the Rav said. First, the Rav wanted to say you shouldn't say the Tachanun of Yala. Yala Shavaseinu Me'er Avad, Yala Adbokar, Yala Shavaseinu Ad Erev. He said, because you start the slichas like you normally start it, with the psukim. But then he changed his mind, because he said that the yala really defines the Yom HaKippurim. Me'erev Ad Erev, that is Yom HaKippurim. Me'erev Ad Erev really means the gavra is involved. Me'erev Ad Erev. That's a key in the involvement of the gavra. Now, the reason why the Rambam isn't mosif on the malacha is because of the machlokas between him and the other Rishonim as to how. See, once you have the gavra, that is a kiyum of Tosefos, Me'erev Ad Erev. So the reason why the Rambam isn't mosif on malacha is because, according to the Rambam, the malacha is really from the identity of the Shabbos. So if it's the identity of the Shabbos, it can't be mosif. You see, if the malacha is in malacha because of Yom Kippurim, like the other Rishonim learn, malachas avodah, except the fact over here is that it's ochel nefesh also. So then you can't be mosif malacha, because the issue malacha is really Yom Kippurim, no idea. It's Yom Kippurim malacha. So if Yom Kippurim malacha, so on the contrary, Me'erev Ad Erev is really the gavra should be involved in Me'erev Ad Erev. But over here, you can't, according to the Rambam, because the malacha is really the identity of malachas Shabbos, and then you destroy the kedushas Shabbos, the kedushas Yom. The kedushas Yom is there to enhance the kedushas Yom of Yom Kippurim of the Yedias Hashem. So, according to the Rambam, the fact that you're not mosif in fact on malacha really is ipso facto a real hosafa on the kedushas Yom. And it's expressed in Inui. So that's why Me'erev Ad Erev Tishbisu Shabbatcham, it means that the Shabbos itself is also Me'erev Ad Erev. The Kiyum of the Shabbos is Me'erev Ad Erev. But you can't have the Kiyum of the Shabbos Me'erev Ad Erev if you distort the Yom HaShvi. The identity of the Yom HaShvi must remain intact. Then the very Kiyum of the Malacha of Shabbos is Me'erev Ad Erev because it's in the Gavra. You see? But the actuality of the Me'erev Ad Erev can only be expressed in the Inui, which is really the essence of the performance of the Gavr. The performance of the Gavr, which is the Me'erev Ad Erev, is in the Inui Hayom. And Shabbos came in via the Kedushas Hayom of Yedias Hashem, which is a necessary component of the Yom Kippur. No, it's not a purta. A purta wouldn't make sense, because purta is a kiyum of the gavra, but if the whole yom is the gavra, so what are you eating a purta? The purta is good when you're saying there's a kiyum in the gavra. So you're expressing you're being mosif in the kiyum in the gavra, so you're being mosif purta. But where the essence is the gavra, the whole shmira is the gavra, purta is nonsensical. You have to extend the shmira. Yeah, that's why the Rambam in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Kol malacha shechayavan alzdona b'shabbos, skilo chayavan alzdona b'osar karas. B'chol shechayavan alav karbon, chatas b'shabbos, chayavan alav karbon chatas b'yom kippurim. V'chol davar shas l'asasa b'shabbos, af p'sheina malacha, as l'asas b'yom kippurim. V'masa makanas ha-makas mardas, k'der sh'makanas ala shabbos. V'chol sh'asa l'taltlo b'shabbos, as l'taltlo b'yom kippurim. V'chol sh'asa l'omro l'asasa, v'chatchil b'shabbos, k'ach l'asa b'yom kippurim. Klala shal davar, ein b'in shabbos l'yom kippurim, b'in yonim elu, elu sh'zadim malachas shabbos b'skila, b'yom kippurim. Why do I have to spell everything out? Because the answer is that if it was just really Meleches Yom HaKippurim per se, it wouldn't necessarily involve everything. It would have its own character. But now, even now, since it's really the identity of Shabbos transplanted, incorporated into the Yom HaKippurim, so you have to transplant the entire Shabbos, even the Drabonim. And everything that's also on Shabbos is going to be also on Yom Kippur. That's exactly what the Rambam means. Okay? The Yom Kippur, the entire theme is the Gavra. Rosh Hashanah is a different theme. Malchus, Achronus, Shofres, Yom Tshuva Yelachem. It has its own identity, its own theme. It's true, it's there because to prepare the Gavra. So then you can't really be Mosef, can't Mosef. Yeah, because everything is important for the Gavra. But it's not an essential condition of Gavra. Yom Kippur is the only day where it's an essential condition of Gavra. Oh, yeah, this also explains the Ramah. Why, if a person is a mummer for Yom Kippurim, he's a mummer l'Shabbos and is Dino Ka'akum. Because according to the other Rishonim, it wouldn't be, because it's Yom Kippurim. It's Shmir Dimi Yisim Olachas and Yisim Olachav Yom Kippurim. And that's made by Bezdin. It's not made by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Shesh Shmei Bereshis. But according to the Rambam, the Shabbos was transplanted and incorporated into, the very Shabbos was incorporated into the Kedushas Yom of Yom Kippurim. So if he violates Yom Kippurim, the Melacha, he's violating Shabbos.
Wow.
Violating Shabbos. So therefore he's a mummer, L'chalat Harkula, Dina Kakum. Yeah, another, I'm sorry, I should have brought up before, but another feature. But there, it's built on Shabbos is built on Sheshmei Bereshis and Machayavim. But over here, it's the Kiyum Yedias Hashem, which is part of Kapara. And I should have mentioned also, that's why the Rambam in the Hilchos Tshuva has the Ikarim on the Gorim Imo Beglola. The Ikarim on the Gorim Imo Beglola. You have to know the Ikarim in order to be able to do Tshuva. So Tshuva involves Yedias Hashem, Yedias Ikarim. You can't add to the Shabbos of Yom Kippur because it must be identical, like the Rambam says. It must be identical. This is Asar Shabbos, wow. It's Asar Shabbos. It must be exactly identical, even in the Rabbanans. The only exception is Knivus HaYark.
If it wasn't for that, then you could be Mosef.
Then you could be Mosef. But you can't be Mosef because it must be the identical Shabbos. So it must be the identity of the Yom HaShvi that can't be changed. The reason why it's, David's asking, why is it Skila instead of Karis? The answer is because it's true that it's Shabbos, the identity of Shabbos. But the identity is only there for the Gavra. So, therefore, the Onesh is going to be an Onesh of Karis. But the violation is a violation of Melachas Shabbos. And that's why he's considered a Kofar B'chol Tarkula.
I don't understand
why the Onesh is different because the Shabbos is really, it's the identity of Shabbos, but is introduced for the Gavra, for Yom Kippurim is Kedushas HaGavra. So therefore it's objective. It has a different objective. The objective is for the Gavra.
But it's not actually.
It's not actually Yom HaShabbos.
Right. It's just character.
Yeah. It is right. It is the celebration of the Yom HaShabbos. Is the Kedusha, is the Issa Malacha of the Yom HaShabbos.
Right. So it has to reflect the character
of the Yom HaShabbos. That's right. But it wouldn't be Chayav Skilo because it's not Shabbos. It's borrowed from Shabbos and introduced and incorporated into Yom Kippur.
Is that because Karis is less stringent?
The Rambam only mentions the Issa Malacha, not with regard to anything else. But they're right, so this answers the Taisa Shishonim. Because Taisa Shishonim says, why do you split it up the Lila and Yom over here? But the reason is clear, because the essence of the Kedusha Yom is the Gavra is Kapara. Kapara is Bayom. So the Yisra Malacha Bayom, there's one Yisra Malacha Bayom that stems from the fact that you have to have Kapara. It's designated as a Kapara. But then the Kapara involves Yediyah. Yediyah involves Yom HaShabbos, which involves Laila Bayom. Laila Bayom involves the Gavra, which involves the Inui. So it's very good. The Gemara is very good. That it brings in Malacha Yom Valayla, and then Onesh Yom Valayla, and then Inui to Makesh Inui to Malacha. Okay, it's not just Tamakeshim, but it's every Hekesh is a concept. But on a regular Shabbos, you don't need it.
Wow.
Wouldn't apply. And that's why Adlokas Aner is not borrowed from Shabbos. Why didn't he borrow Adlokas Aner? Because it's only the Issa Malacha. Only these malachas. It's yesh makom shenogu, yesh makom shelonogu. It's a different reason for tznius. It's a tashmish. But the mitzvahs hadlakas on there from Shabbos that you have, that you don't take, even though the yisur dibur you do take, the yisur dibur, because the yisur shvusin and malachas is the kiyum and the sheshes and mebreshes. Okay? The hadlakas on there of oneg and evoneg, that's halacha and the gavur. That's the celebration of the gavur. Yeah, David's right. This also answers the question of Menakotza Lakotza. That, how come Rabbi Gamliel holds it, that he knows that there's no Tosefes in Shabbos, and the other Gemara say there is Tosefes? So there's a Chiv Tosefes? So the answer is, if it's the Yom itself, so then the Kim of the Gavra and the Yom, so the Yom itself, you can't be Mishana. So that's why that's the Rebbe Gamliel, that's the Gemara Marikatan, Rebbe Gamliel. But the Gemara that says the Yom is because of the Kedusha Shmira. The Kedusha Shmira, or the Kiyum and the Gavra of the, because of the Kedusha Shmira Yom Osef. So Kedusha Shmira Yom Osef, that's no problem.
And that would require Osefa.
That would require Osefa. But you're not Mosef in the Kedusha Shmira. So you're most of the Kedusha Zagavra. Kedusha Zagavra, you can't be most because that's the Kedusha that stems from the Yom HaShvi, and you'll be changing the Yom HaShvi. So in the Kiyum of the Gavra will be a tie to the Sasser. The Gavra is doing Kiyum, and he's changing the very object that he's doing Kiyum in. It'll be a tie to the Sasser. Okay? The Shita that holds Porta also holds it's a Kiyum in the Gavra, but they don't hold it's a tie to the Sasser like the Rambam. Because they hold that the Kiyum, since it's a Kiyum in the Gavra, he's not really doing it to change. He's doing it purely insofar as it's a Kiyum in the Gavra. But he's not acting in terms of the Chefza.
I don't think he's extending the Yom.
He's not extending the Yom. He's just demonstrating the Kiyum in the Gavra. Whereas the Rambam maintains, in order to demonstrate, you have to extend the Yom. Extension of Yom is impossible. I wanted to add a little bit more from the last year. The difference between Malacha and Yantif and Malacha and Shabbos. Okay? So Malacha and Shabbos is the creative act. That's Bria Shmai Varetz. And it's the creative act for man. But Malacha also has a human objective. So the malacha on Yontif, it's the human objective of the malacha, that's the essence. And the human objective of malacha is a steerer to the Yom Menucha and the Kedusha and Shvisa. So therefore, Ochol Nefesh is Mutter. Only malacha's avoda is Asa. So avoda means that has a human objective. Okay, define a little better. So then the question is going to be, Machlekes will be, by Yom HaKippurim. Is Yom HaKippurim the Issa Malacha, the same type of Issa Malacha as Yom Tov? In other words, it's the Issa Malacha that stems from the human objective of the Malacha, which was tied to the Sasri, to the essence of the day, to the Issa Yom. Or is it really Shabbos? It's really Malacha Shabbos. So that's what the Rambam maintains, it really is Malachas Shabbos, because Malachas Shabbos was brought in because of the idea of Kapara, brings in the idea of a Maisa Bereshis. And then it hence it involves the Gavra. Lail of Ayom, Me'er of Aderv, and the Inui is really the expression of the Gavra. Okay, so that we explain. Alright. Now we have to go to Shemitah. Yes, we'll take up Shemitah. And is there a Vayikra over there?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, so Rashi says on the second pasuk in Bahar, "V'shav soras Shabbos lad Hashem." So Rashi says, "L'shem Hashem, k'shem shenema v'shavas bereshis." Ramban critiques Rashi. He says because he says all the more adam al Hashem Hashem, and it doesn't say v'lo yomer becham mehem Hashem, avol yomer yelachem shabosom. So he says the Bryce and Tarskanim came for something else. It says Shabbos Lashem, Kishem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereshis, Kach Nema B'Shvius, Shabbos Lashem. Havol Pirush, Shabbos Lashem Alekecho, Hu Amar B'Shabbos Bereshis, Kivo Shabbos Vayinofa, Shalken Lasasa Komalocha. Lekach Amru, Kichei Nema B'Shmita, Kihi Shvius B'Shonim. V'hine B'Kan Arareinu, Aru Osanu Besod Godel Misodas Torah. Kvaromas Lara Bavrom. Shekos Vatam Shabbos Lashem. Kiyoma Shabbos. Besod Yimos Olam Romus Bamakamazah. Pachaf of Oznachol Shmo Mashani Rashel Ashmiacho Mimben Beloshin Ashmiacho. The Intisket is Bonin. Okay. And he goes through that, he says like this. In Seder Bereishis, it says, Kisheshis and May Bereishis, Heim Yimos Olam, V'yom Hashvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha. Ki Yiyya Shabbos L'Shem HaGadol, K'mo Shinina B'Shvi, B'Shvi Mayi Omrim, in the Shir in the Migdash. This is Mashiach Yom HaShabbos, La'asid Laval, Shekula Shabbos M'nuch L'Chaya Olam. That's a remnant for a later date, a later time. V'hine hayomim remez la'asher bora b'maisa bereshis. The yomim are remez in what he created maisa bereshis. Ashonim yirmezu la'asher yiyye b'briyas kol yimei olam. And in Sefer Bereshis he has a more extended correlation between the psukim in the Maisa Bereishis and what happened later. Okay, he fits it in. So he says, Valkein ichmer kosav b'shmita yoser mikol chai v'lavin. V'chiv ha-golos aleha, k'mo she'echmer b'arayis, sh'nem ha'oz tirtza sa'orz ha'shab soseo, v'hich zir ha'inyin pomim rabos, kol yimei ha'shama tishbos. The name of Oretz Teozei Mehem, the Siretz Hashab Sosel. Imkain Shaninu Golos Bo, Vachain Shaninu Golos Bo Al Ini Adin, the Alivus Adin, Val Shmitas Oretz. So he sees as serious as that. Ne Shekola Kofar Bo, Einamod of Maisa Bracious. Ob Olam Abo. So that's the same thing if a person does his Kofar in Mishpat. Ini Adivus Adin, so he's Kofar in Hashem, because Hamishpat Lalakimbo. So, yes, what do we have? V'cheinichmer novi v'goza golas al shiloh chavodim b'shon ha'shvius. Shenemar, anochi karati bris zavosecha miket shev ha'shonim. Ki gam ba'avur shvius v'yovel. Vayovel yedua od mibereshis advay mibereshis advay chulu ki yeshuvu biyovel akol ishla alachuzaso v'ishel mishpachto ki hum musad hamamin yachresh v'zeh shenema v'shof sarat shabbos across from drab waris ki hi eretz chayim and emezes pasuk arishon shabbo enema waris esko v'kvar zacharti zeh pamayim. Okay, so he's a little cryptic over here because he says "Kihum Musa Ramayman Yachresh," means that they can't reveal it. Okay, so he's just alluding to something. As Hashem about Shosarat Shabbos across from Drabaritz, Kihi Eretz Chaim, and Emezes Bepasuk Arishon, Shebo Nem Avaritz Eskar. Okay. V'shem ozer ramzur ala rabaseinu b'amram chamishim sharei bino nivru ba'olam v'kulam nimsu l'moshe chutz me'echad ki kol shmita shar bayis echad v'ino ediocha ki ha'avayim etchilu v'atzof chutz menayovo kodesh. Okay. So the Yovel part is very is a little bit cryptic, but the first part, what he's saying is that he's defining why the Shemitah is really, if a person's kofrin Shemitah, he's kofrin Maisa Bereshis, kofrin in the Kol Tarkuma. Why? Because what is Shemitah? Shemitah is the Shonim and the years and the Hanhagas HaOlam. So you know, what the Psukim do is, what the Pesukim do is the days is a reference to the Yimei Bereshis, and the Shonim is a reference to the reference to the New Golem, God's New Golem. So what it means is that Shemitah and Bereshis, Shabbos Lashem, is Yichud Hashem. It means it's the same source. That's the idea. The idea is that the person has to understand that it's the same source of creation as the same source of the Manhig Olam. So the Niyug Olam is expressed through Shemitah, and the Chiddush Olam is expressed through Maaseh Bereishis. So it's a unification of those two themes. That's Shabbos Lashem. That's Shabbos Lashem. Okay? Because the Ramban doesn't want to learn like Rashi, that Rashi learns it's Shabbos. Rashi learns it's really Shabbos. Because Shabbos is really Maaseh Bereishis. And this is not Shabbos, this is Shemitah. But just to answer Rashi, I would say that Rashi learns that Shabbos Bereishis is Maaseh Bereishis, that's right. But Shemitah is Lashem Aretz Malala. Ki Li Kol Aretz. So Shemitah is really an enactment of the principle of Chiddush Olam, according to Rashi. But the Ramban doesn't go that way. The Ramban goes another way. He says that it really is ideational, and it means that the person has to be able to combine in his mind and see the Yichud Hashem of Chiddush Olam and Niyug Olam. Okay? So that's why it's such an important yesod. Okay? But Rashi also, according to Rashi also, it's an important Yisod, but according to Rashi, the Yisod is really Chiddush Olam. But the Chiddush Olam is expressed through the Shmira Shmita, because Lashem Oretz Maloa is expressed through the Shofs Oretz Shofs Osel. Okay? So it's two different ideas. But both ideas, whether you learn like Rashi, whether you learn like the Ramban, both ideas are really a kiyum in the gavra in Shemitah. There's a kiyum in the gavra, there's a kiyum of Lashem in the gavra in Shemitah. Okay? Yeah. Yes?
You mentioned that idea of the unit.
Right.
If you deny Shemitah, you're also denying Maaseh
Bereishis. No. It's an Aptash Manigolam. The Moedos is a different Kedusha. It's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a time to spend time in the Mokom Hashem, in the Mikdash. And the Ramban is saying it's a Kiyum in the Gavra, because Ramban is saying that the guy that doesn't keep Shemitah is like a kofer. So you see clearly he means that it's a Kiyum in the Gavra. That's clear. From Ramban is clear. That's why it's such a terrible Onesh, because he's missing the Kiyum in the Gavra of the recognition and of the unification of the Yichud Hashem in all aspects. Yeah, because to a person it seems like two different things. Niyug Olam is one thing, and Chiddush Olam is something else. But the Yichud Hashem demands that the person on a high level, he recognize it, first of all, and then on a higher level, he understands it. He understands it. You know who says that also, by the way? The Rambam, in the end of the Mor Nevuchim. He says on the Pasuk, Yisal l'chochem l'chochma sol, Yisal yur, Kim b'zos yishal l'masal, haskel v'yadoa osi. So, the Rambam says that that if the Navi would have stopped there, so it would mean just Yedias Hashem. That would mean like Maaseh Bereishis, Chiddush HaOlam. But he says, Ki ani ad Hashem osa chesed mishpat tzedaka baretz, ki be'elav achatz v'chafatzti. So you see that the Rambam says that the person, it's not enough to know that God created the universe. But you have to know that he is the source of mishpat, osa mishpat chesed tzedaka baretz. Okay? That he is the same creator as the osa chesed mishpat tzedaka baretz. And you have to know that, he says. That's really the perfection of man. That's the same idea as Ramban, really. That idea. How you get to that idea is a different story. But the idea is available for certain chachamim, and the principle can be known by everybody. Okay? Menachem says that that mezuzah requires a sirtut. Why does mezuzah require a sirtut? And sefer Torah not? I believe that's the tashita over there. And the answer is because in Torah there are certain things that are essential. And mezuzah isolated the essential things. Shema and Vayim Shema. Those two parashas. So that's essential. Comes first. It's like the Chinuch says on Yichud Hashem. He says you don't have that mitzvah, all the other mitzvahs are worthless. So the Hashem is a key to the Gavra.
You're saying that the Sirtut
demonstrates. Ramban's interpreting L'shem Hashem that it's L'shem Hashem. So Mikra Kodesh is also L'shem Hashem. But Rashi, we're interpreting Rashi to mean it's a different L'shem Hashem. It's L'shem Hashem B'taras Bari Olam. So, Vitaris Maaseh Bereishis. The Ramban apparently didn't want to interpret Rashi that way. Plus, he didn't agree with that either. So, he interpreted, so he says, he took the interpretation, L'Shem Hashem means, Stam L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Hashem, Sigam, L'Shem Hashem.
But then when he
changes
his pshat, then
when he goes on his pshat, then he goes back to Maaseh Bereishis.
Not very much, I'm thinking the
Ramban's own pshat. So therefore, in Shemitah, you can have Tosefes, because it's a Kiyam in the Gavra. It's a Yesod in the Gavra. Yeah, the Ramban says Yesod. Yesod is a Kiyam in the Gavra. So, Yesod and Yesod is a Torah. So therefore, you can have Tosefes by Shemitah. And you can have Tosefes by Shemitah. So that answers the Rabbi Kiva Giskasha. Of course, Rabbi Kiva Giskasha was that how could you learn from the Efe Inui? But no, it's not. See, each framework is different, but the principle is the same. The principle is wherever there's a Lashem in the Gavra, so then wherever there's a Lashem in the Gavra, so then there's Tosefes. So Inui is a kiyum of Hashem in the Gavra, because it's Kapara, it's Yedias Hashem, it's Yom Kippurim, it's Shechina, it's everything. So it's kiyum in the Gavra, Yom Kippurim. So that's how the Gemara learns out from Shemitah to Yom Kippurim, not because of a simple hekesh. That over from, because it's two things, one thing has nothing to do with the other. One is the Avodas Haaretz and one is the Malacha. So the answer is, the derivation is in the idea of Tosefes. The idea of Tosefes is wherever there's a Lashem. Wherever there's a Lashem. That's the idea of Tosefes. Okay. So, therefore, by Shemitah, it has its own expression. And Shemitah, because the Torah, Rashi mentions in Ma'ariv Katan, that the Torah was Chosam, Mamon, and Shal Yisrael. That's why Esen Etios was exempted. So therefore, with the Torah only required Bacharish and Kotzer, Tosefes only in Bacharish and Harish and Ketzira, that's a different reason. That's because of Chosam, Mamon, and Shal Yisrael. But the idea that of Tosefes is still there. That it's a kiyum in the Gavra, the idea of the Tosefes. Okay? So it doesn't have to be identical. Not the same malachas, and not the same, not in terms of the same performance. Whether it has to be malacha, whether it has to be inu. Okay? It's the idea of Tosefes is wherever there's a Lashem, so there's a Tosefes. Okay? That's the, that's the answer to Rikiri's Kasha. Okay? So the question is, that explains Shabbos, explains Yom Kippur, but what about the Yom Tov? Yom Tov Minayin. So that we said because the Yom Tovim, the Kedushas Hayom, is the Tchilu Mikray Kodesh of Shabbos. So the Kedushas Hayom, the substance of the Kedushas Hayom is borrowed from Shabbos. So whatever occurs in Shabbos, vis-a-vis the Kedushas Hayom, has to occur in Yom Tov. So therefore, Tosefes and Yom Tov applies, even though it's not the same theme. But the substance of the Kedusha is dealt with in the same way, because it's borrowed from Shabbos. Okay. So it fits in very well. I mean, the Kedusha Yom HaKippurim is Mekadosh Shnas HaYovel. Because the Kedusha Yom HaKippurim is the Kedusha of the Gavra, is Mekadosh Shnas HaYovel. Alright? So, the Kedashtim HaShnas HaChamishim Shana. Latam Olamah. Okay. So it really is the Mekadosh is Yom Kippurim, but since on Rosh Hashanah it's Kavua, the Yom Kippurim, so it's Mekadosh HaLeches. In other words, the Nihug B'negei Tavodim is suspended. But the Chaleshem of the Eved as being Choshi, that doesn't arrive until Yom Kippurim. And the Kedushas Yom Kippurim is Mekadosh the whole Shema. And you can see why, because it's Kedushas fits in very well with Ramban. Somebody mentions, right. Because Ramban is saying that the Yovel is the highest ideas. Doesn't explain exactly what. He said Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand the Yovel. So the Yovel is the highest ideas. And the Kedushas Yom Kippurim is the highest Mekadosh. This is Mekadosh, the Adam with Das and Yedia and Kapara and Shem Avaya and Maisa Bereishis. And Tshuva and the Yisori Ados. So that's what's Mekadosh to Shnas HaChamishim. That's what's Mekadosh to Shnas HaChamishim. All Machlex Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko is whether it starts on the Yom Kippurim or whether it starts before, because it's programmed for the Yom Kippurim, but it starts before. That's the only machlokes. Okay, but they both agree in the concept that the Yom Kippurim is Mekadosh Shnas HaChamishim, and we can understand now why it makes sense. It has to be that way. Okay. Now,
can you explain that machlokes?
Yeah. Explain the machlokes, yeah. Yeah, so then the Gemara wanted to say that you should have a Tosfos Yovel till the next Yom Kippur. Yeah, why? Why? Because Yom Kippurim with the Adias Hashem endows the Eved with the rights of return, and it takes away the Bailos HaAdam. So the person through the Kedushas Yom Kippurim is mevatel his bailos, mevatel the bailos adam. So the Gemara thought to reinstate the bailos adam should also require Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, no, that would be a good idea. The only thing is that the identity of the Shnas HaChamishim will be impaired, will be compromised. So that's why I couldn't do it. Okay? So that's why I couldn't do it. So now, Taisus explains that the Gemara never asked the Taisus according to the other Shita, because the other Shita doesn't have a Shana Shlema. So Taisus says, why don't you make the Shana Shlema from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur? So he says, no, because that wouldn't be Taisus anymore, that would be Shana. And because he's looking for Shana. And once it's Shana, you'll destroy the Shnas HaChamishim. So he couldn't, so that you definitely couldn't do without Yovel. So, yeah. So, The question we remain with is, where is the Shnasa Chamishim? How does Tyson explain it? So what we wanted to say is like this, that he holds, the Chachomim hold, that the Mekadosh is the Yom HaKippurim. That's the Mekadosh of the Shana. In order to demonstrate the Mekadosh of the Shana is Yom HaKippurim, so the first 9 days were suspended. So the suspension of the first 9 days serves to focus on the Yom HaKippurim, the Kiddush HaShana. So it's really a part of the Shana. It's not a part of the Shana in practice, but it's a kiyum in the whole Shana. Because by making 9 days vacant, vacating 9 days, so what you're doing is you're showing that the Mekadosh is the Yom HaKippurim, is the only Mekadosh. It starts from Yom Kippurim. So that limud is a kiyum in the Shana. So that's the Shnasa Chamishim. It's not a Shnasa Chamishim of practice. That's what Taisus was playing with. Maybe it should be a Shnasa Chamishim of practice of Yom Kippur. It should go from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. So then it would break the other Shnasa Chamishim. So that's the answer. You can't have Tosefes because there's no Niyug Shana. The Niyug, the Tosefes is a specific form of Niyug. So it wouldn't be Metzuruf to the first 9 days of Shana. Because it's true, it's part of the Shana, but it's a qualitatively different component, which doesn't lend itself to Tosefes, because on the contrary, it's a Mifsa Batzer. It's Mifsa Batzer. It doesn't lend itself to a Niyug of Tosefes. It can't be Metzuruf to a Niyug of Tosefes, because it's Mifsa Batzer. But to be Ola, Laminyan, for the Yemei HaShana, that it is. It's Mashlam Neshana. But it can't be used. You don't have a shana of a nihug. So when you're being mosif, you're being mosif on the nihug of a shana. Okay, that's right. As I should mention, and the shofar of Yom Kippurim is Malchus Chorus and Shofaros. So it's the shofaros of the Yisori Ados, Malchus Chorus, Shofaros, Gilui Shechina, Hashem's omniscience. His malchus, omnipotence, recognition. So all the themes of the Yisori Ados are part of the Tekiya, or Matsurf to the Tekiya. It's a different kind of a Tekiya. It's not just a, like people imagine, you know,
freedom.
A freedom goal, right? It's a call which is Matsurf to the Yisori Ados, to the ideas that hold us. The ideas that hold us. That's how it's all tied in. Yeah.
So my whole guess is whether the Torah.
So the shittas that hold, you go through all the shittas. The round sheet is chefza, so safas chefza, but the chefza must be mitzuref, must have the ability to be mitzuref to the yom. So that's why the round would hold that our tosefes is nothing, because Shabbos starts by shkiyas lechama, and there's nothing before. So he holds it has to be in a zman that can be mitzuref. So the first shki is a zman that can be mitzuref. It's multiple lach, but a zman that can be mitzuref. And the three kochavim is also a zman that can be mitzuref. That's the round shita. Okay. Then you have the shita that holds that it must be like the rush. It must be a... must be a Zman Nikr. A Zman Nikr. Okay, so that sheet of Zman Nikr holds that it's an exercise in Shmira. It's an exercise in Shmira. So Shmira, you need a Zman Nikr. Otherwise, there's no Shmira. And then you have the sheet that holds Purta, which holds it's just the Kim and the Gavra. It's just the Kim and the Gavra. So in Shabbos, there's a Kiyum in the Gavra. There's Shmira Shabbos, but there's a Kiyum in the Gavra Shabbos. So the Kiyum in the Gavra only requires Purta. Now, the ones that hold, it would seem from Taisvis, from putting those two Taisvis together, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph and Beitza and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph and Ma'ariv Katan, that Taisvis Shita was that with regard to Yom Kippurim, you have a Zman Nikr. But with regard to Shabbos, Purta is enough. So that would make sense. Because with regard to Yom Kippurim, you can't have it. The whole essence of the Shemira is the Gavra. So you can't have a Purta. I mean, Purta is a recognition of a Kiyum. So that makes sense in Shabbos. So the recognition of the Kiyum and the Gavra is a Purta. But over here, the whole Cheftza Shel Yom Kippurim is the Gavra. So what is he do? What is he doing by being Mekabel early Purta? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So that would explain Shita Zathaisus. But in the Shita that holy, they're all Zman Nikar. That's straightforward. Then the only Shita that's difficult is the Shita Zathaisus Rosh Hashanah. That maintains that even Yom Kippurim is Purta. Okay? And it's against the Taisus and the Rosh that say, how could that be? Because of Gemara and Beitza on the Nashim. That the Nashim don't keep it, and Mutav Shishogim al Yom Hazidin. Correct? So, what did he do with that? There's only one answer that I have for that. That there's a Ritva that says, that holds, and it's a question among the Rishonim, whether you have to have a Mekadesh, whether you have to have Divrei Kiddush. So the Ritva says you must have Divrei Kiddush, either Kiddush or Tefillah. We need Divrei Kiddush. So you have to say it's Mekudush. So the Shita says, once you say that already, so then it answers the Gemara, and it really is a Cheftza, but it's a Cheftza in a different sense. In other words, you could have a Cheftza Shel Zman because the Zman lends itself to Shmira. So that makes it a Cheftza Shel Zman. A Zman on Nikr, that lends itself to Shmira. But you could have a Cheftza by verbalizing an extension of Kedusha. That's also a verbalized Cheftza. That's creating a Cheftza. So then you don't need a Zman Nikr. All you need is a Purta. The Zman is insignificant. Is insignificant. And that's how the Gemara in Beitza knew that the Nashim don't do it. Because they're not Mekadesh. So that's the Shita Sataisus in Rosh Hashanah that holds that by Yom Kippurim, Purt is enough. But he has to hold, like the Ritva, that you need a Mekadesh. Mekadesh creates a Cheftza too, but it creates a Cheftza Ide Dibur. And Zman Nikah creates a Cheftza Ide Shimur. But it's all the creation of a Cheftza. Okay? Add my cut, and the question was, why the strange Halach L'Mash Misinai? Right? Why the strange Halach L'Mash Misinai? So, by Halach L'Mash Misinai by inference. Okay? So, what we said is like this, that the reason why it was formulated that way was because it was formulated in a way that conveys the idea of Tosefus. Tosefus is the Kedushas Agavra, that he's a Mosef, that he's willingly Mosef. So, if the Halach L'Mash Misinai would be two Halach L'Mash Misinais, one would say be Mosef, the other would say exempt. So you wouldn't have the idea of the Kedusha that the Gavra is voluntarily Mosef. Okay? Because it would be mandated. So that's why the Halach L'Mash Misinai reflects the concept that you're putter in this one, which implies, by implication, there is a Tosefus. So that formulation teaches you an idea. The idea is that you must have Ratzon. You must have Ratzon in Tosefus. And by expressing the Halacha L'Mash Misinai in that surah, that's what's implied. Okay, so you must have Ratzon. That's the machlokes between... That's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and between Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so according to Rabbi Akiva, you learn that from Pesukim. So you just need a Maisa Tosefus, is Nitfas and Halacha. Of course, Ratzon, everybody agrees is a kiyum. But the halachic structure only takes in the Maisa Tosefes. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, it takes in more. It takes in the idea of Ratzon. So that's how the Gemara's Havim, that's the Gemara's Havim and Askana works. So he said, the Gemara says that Shreik Farnamalas of Chamachal Harshal are Shvius and Shinechnas of Shvius. The Katsa Shal Shvius, she Yotzal Matsoi Shvius. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Machar Shushus, Av Katsa Rushus. Yotzal Ktsira Omer, Shehim Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so you see that it's Psukim. At this point, the Gemara wants to say it's Psukim. I, Rabbi Shmuel, uses up his Pasuk. So that we said that you could say that the pasuk, he derives two things out of the pasuk. Mikra many times lends itself to different patash yifotzitzola, that it lends itself to different interpretations. So the Gemara at that time assumed that the psukim really mandated, like the normal halacha Moshe Mishinah. And the Gemara says, Ella Amar of Nachma Yitzchak, Kigmiri Hilchas Alamishri Yalda, Kroy Lamesas Kena, for both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, it's like a normal case of Allah Lamosh Mishinai, that you have the mandate of the Korah, and then you have the exemption of the Allah Lamosh Mishinai. So the Gemara says, no. Bechevan de Hilchas Alamishri Yalda, Lav Mamela Zakena Asura. So the Gemara goes back to the other Svara. That on the contrary, we should really learn that it's Allah Lamosh Mishinai. And Allah Lamosh Mishinai teaches you by way of implication the whole idea of Tosefes and Ratzon. So, and you don't have to say that Rabbi Yishmael used one pasuk for two things and try to figure out how that works, because it's not necessary. Because this idea, this is the way to learn. This is the smoothest way to learn that the inference is serves the purpose of defining the nature of the Kiyum Tosefes and the structure of Tosefes, that it's a Ratzon. So that's why the Gemara switches up and back. Okay. Elahil Chasila Rabbi Yishmael, Kroila Rabbi Akiva. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Alright, now the Gemara goes on. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dina Mitaraisa Batlo. My time a Gomer Shabbos Mishabbos Bereishis. Malahal Ani Yisrael Fanal Lacharam Mutarin. So they hold you can't have any Tosefes like we explained. Afkan Ani Yisrael Fanal Lacharam Mutarin. So the Gemara says, Maske Floravashi, Mandalma Hilchasa Asig Zereshova Okra Hilchasa, or Mandalma Kra Asig Zereshova Okra Kra. Okay, so it'll come out. Kloma Rashi says, Mishum Zereshova Deinu Gemiri Minafshayu, Mishabis, Butlu Hilchasa, Einodam Dung Zereshova Meatsma. So why didn't Rashi just say, the Kashi is Einodam, it's not a valid Zereshova? You see? Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says that how could they be mevatel the hilchasa and be mevatel the psukim? Ain't on them dung zera shavu l'atzma. I mean, Rashi should have said that. Rashi should have said. I mean, that it's not a zera shavu altogether. No, he holds a zera shavu. So apparently, what Rashi's learning is like this: that if it's not a zera shavu, the Gemara wouldn't have mentioned a zera shavu. So it has to be Gzera Shava. But there's two types of Gzera Shava. One type of Gzera Shava Misvara, that you're equating it to the two in Yana Misvara. And another kind of Gzera Shava is Gzera Shava that's Mekubal. So Rashi's saying like this, how could you break down a Pasuk and a Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai with a Gzera Shava that's Misvara? That you can't do. If it were Gzera Shava, which was Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, was Nitin B'Sinai, so then you'd have to do something. You have a situation where you'd say, we'd have to go back to Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava refutes the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. So we have a Masorah of the Gzera Shava, so it wouldn't accept the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. But, or we'd be stuck, whatever. I mean, but here you can't do that. Here it's not possible to do that. Because this Gzera Shava is really just a Gzera Shava Misvara. And Einon Dung Gzera Shava Latzma means you can't create a Gzera Shava. It doesn't have the validity of a Gzera Shava Misinai. Okay. don't know what the Rambam would do with this, but anyways. Rashi seems to imply if it was a real, genuine Gzera Shava, they'd be justified in being Oker the Lach L'mosh Misinai and being Oker the Kura. I mean, the only answer, if Rashi in fact means that, that is much more like that, they'd be Oker the Gzera Shava and you'd be Oker the Kura, he would mean because since the Svara, you have a Svara also in the Gzera Shava. So if you have a Svara, and you have a Gzera Shava, and you have an opposing Pasuk, or an opposing Halacha L'mosh Misinai, so then the Svara would be Machriya. You have to Machriya according to Svara. But Svara alone, you can't do that, because that's, you have facts. You have to deal with the facts first. Okay? And as you see, in the Pesukim is no Kasha, really. Why? Because the Pesukim is dashing from the Yitur of the Korah. Rabbi Akiva, right? He says, hello, hello, it's Truch. Because already you have in Bahar. So that's a, but if you had a Gzera Shavu Misinai, so then you wouldn't dash in the Yitur. You know, I mean, you could dash in the Yitur if it's not in contradiction to anything. But the Yitur is not Misinai. Rabbi Akiva says, ain't it Tzorach. He's dashing it himself. So if it were Gzera Shava, so then it would be okay, for a real Gzera Shava, be okay, the Yitur. So you see, enough priorities here. That if you have a Yitur, the Korah, that comes before Svara. And if you have a Gzera Shava, it comes before Yitur, the Korah. But, if you have a total contradiction, you're stuck. Then Svara is Machriya. Okay, but you don't have that. That's the Rav's famous pshat. B'chein shnei k'suvim ha-matfishim says that ad she-yavo ha-kosva shlishi ve-yachriya b'neim. Says, why doesn't it say v'yavo ha-kosva shlishi? What's odd? Because the Matfishim, until the Kosva Shlishi isn't Machriya, really says this pasuk's right, that pasuk's wrong, it shows that there's no contradiction. Achiyah Kosva Shlishi. Looks like the Matfishim says that, until the third pasuk comes and unifies both. Okay. So the Gemara says, El Omar Ravashi, Ram Gamul Beis Dino Savri Lok Rabbi Shmuel, Doma Hilchas Gemirul. They hold it's an exceptional halacha. The chigimiri hilchasa bezman shebeis mitishkayim dumi the nisach amayim avos bezman shein beis mitishkayim lo. So what do they hold? They hold it's halacha l'mosh misinai, and it's only bezman shebeis mitishkayim. Why? And what does it have to do with nisach amayim? So we explain this like this: that they held it's not really a tosefes in the chefetz at all. It's just halacha in the gavra and the maisa of the gavra, like by nisach amayim. And Nisach HaMayim and Arava. So Nisach HaMayim, what is the Rama? We deduce from the Rama that a person shouldn't, the Avoda Lakel shouldn't be anything that's too low for him. And the Nisach HaMayim, that's the lowest activity to be a water carrier. So that's a Kiyam in the Migdash to be Menasach HaMayim and show that Avoda Lakel is the biggest covet, even the lowliest Avoda. So over here, it's in the same context. In other words, it's purely a kiyum in the gavra. It's manch basement tishkayim. It's not a real genuine tosefes. Okay.
It's only in the mikdash.
That's only bismanch basement tishkayim. That's dumi the nisach amayim and dumi the nisach amayim. Okay. Yeah.
I think
you need ashras ashrin in order to have the gavra. Demonstrate his Ava on the Sias HaMitzvahs. Yeah, like hell, yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's Mechayev, I'd say. It's Mechayev. Ashras Hashim is Mechayev, the Gavra, to do that.
He
says, V'chola Megiz Daito V'chola Kaval Atzmal Miskabe Be'inov V'mkama Seilu Chote V'shota V'alzeh His Yishlom V'oma Al-Tashater Lefnei Melech B'chol ha-mashpil atzmo, v'mekel gufo, v'mkama selu, hu ha-gadol ha-mechubat. Ha-oved me'avo, v'chein David Melech Yisrael, omo, n'kalos yod, m'zos v'yisi shofo b'inay. ואין הגדול והכבוד אלא לסמוך לפני השם, שנאמר המלך דוד מפזז ומחכה לפני השם. So that's the comment. That's the close up also. Yeah.
Does
it say that? Okay, remind me. It says, Hani ho, the Yolodo saying, he could say the Asera by the Esenatios. Lekach, Chorshin ad Rosh Hashanah. Aval Zakena and Chorshin Rosh Hashanah. So, one shot is that the Torah was Chos al Mamono. Al Mamono Shal Yisrael. But we also mentioned another shot is that since there's a Pseida there, if you need Ratzon, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to have Ratzon where there's a Pseida. So that's why the Esenatios were excluded. Okay? But yeah, Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shmuel. Alma d'alach l'mosh misinai. So that's where Rashi expresses it. So it could be that's why he expresses it over there. Okay, David's mentioning the Tesvis Wataf, Taf Tesmin Aleph, where he says that the Pasuk is for Bezman Shein Beis Mikdashkayim, and the Alach L'mosh Mishina is for Bezman Shein Beis Mikdashkayim. Because the Ashura Shechina is what brings in the Ratzon. Okay. And Nashim, why you need a special Pasuk for Nashim is because it's a Kiyum. Because it's a Kiyum in the Gavra. So you don't know that she's Mechuyiv to have that additional Kiyum in the Gavra. The only thing we can say in the Gra is like this, that he holds that it's a kedusha in the Gavra Tosefis, because that's what the Torah does it by Yom Kippur, and it will do it by Shabbos too. The only problem by Shabbos is you can't change Shabbos Bereishis, so the Torah couldn't mandate a Tosefis by Yom HaShabbos. However, as Rashi says, that Vayachalkim by Yom Hashvi, Rav Shimon Omer, Rashi Nechumish, Basu Adam Sheini Yadei Yitav Urgov, Tzarech Lahosav Mechol Al HaKodesh, Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shei Yadei Yitav Urgov, Nechnas Bo Kachot HaSara. Okay, so in other words, that the matir for being Mosef is the fact that he's a Basu Adam. So that's what the Gro holds, that's what the Gro has Sheish Tkiyas. What are the Tkiyas? The Tkiyas are because you're boss of a dharma and you'll forget and you don't know the exact time. So there's no exact time, so there's no way for you to become aware of that exact time. So they make the Shesh Tkiyas. So if you're Mosef Betara Shesh Tkiyas, and that's why the Gruch was the Shesh Tkiyas, so then it's a Kiyam. Because Tosefis is Kedushas Agavar, but the Torah couldn't mandate a Tosefis, because then we would have to mandate an actual structural Tosefis, which is impossible. Okay, but the person can do it bereshus if he does it in the framework of Adam. So then he's not changing the Yom HaShvi. He's just saying that I'm being Mosef because since there's no precise time, so when the precise time comes, I'll forget. So there's no announcement for the precise time. I don't know the precise time. So therefore, I'm being Mosef from before. That's what Rashi says. And that's what Rashi says, Tzarech La'osu Mechol Al HaKodesh. Because Rashi really just should have said, any day of a gov, he didn't have to say you have to most mechol hakodesh, just stop before. But Rashi's saying that the fact that he's any day of a gov, that brings him into the parsha of most mechol hakodesh. Because most mechol hakodesh is a kiyum. That's how we explain the Gemara. Okay? Okay. Rashi and Sukkah. Rabbi Ball showed me this Rashi and Sukkah, which seems to corroborate Upshot. The Flamental Adam and Aleph. Dibu Hamaschil, Esenatis, or Rabbi Nisachamai, Malach Lamash Messinai. So I'm going to jump into the middle of the Rashi. He says, Afpishim, it's Menatalos, Mechal Rakodish, Gennath Lami Bachorish, Vakasa Tishbos, Chorish, Alar Shvias, Anachlash Shvias, Vasa Lachrosh, Toshim Yom, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Gennamina Mishmaiten, Kamaisa the Maid Gotten, Mikroi, Minatios, Nema Lamosha, Shemutar, Lachrosh Tachtem, Ad Rosh Shunah, Gadeshla Yevoshu. Right. The Im Esahain, Mufuzoris, Tulchason, Nema Lamosha, Shayonkos, Bevesa, Kulu, Mutar, Lachrosh is Kulum, is Kulum, Bashilum. Okay. So he learns the same way that. that really that Rabbi Akiva does have Esa Netilos. That's what we said. Rabbi Akiva does have Esa Netilos. Rashi says it openly. That's good, right? Because some want to say that the that Rabbi Akiva didn't have Esa Netilos. Very hard. Three heaven mentions. Yeah, okay, good.
But it's a
matter. But according to him, it's a matter. It's like a rare, it's like the Gemara wanted to assume, even in Rabbi Yishmael at first. That's the normal way you have the Lachon Lashmi Sinai. Because someone wanted to say, if the Gemara meant once you have the Lachon Lashmi Sinai, that's in the Tiyas, if you don't need it, you don't need the Pasuk anymore, then how could Rashi say that according to Rabbi Akiva, he's using the Pasuk? So we were right in our intuition that there's nothing wrong with it, because that, on the contrary, that's the way it should be. So Rashi supports that. Right. Yeah, that's because he's deriving a new din of ratzon from. Not because if once you have esnatius, you definitely know and it's extra. Right? Yeah, because someone learned that way. But it's difficult. Okay. It's Machlez Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. The text of Rabbi Yishmael Mosif and Machal HaKadosh Melech, so Tem L'Rabbeinu Tam. So why can't Rabbi Yishmael learn that from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? So Taisa says, because you can't learn that from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Right? But apparently Rabbeinu Tam held you could. But there's another difficulty in Rabbeinu Tam. Because in Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says it only came to tell you Li'achar Shemitah. Right? L'achareha. But how's he going to learn the Gemara? So he really learns it out from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai before. Now the Gemara is just asking on afterwards. So he's going to read the Brisa. V'inisim es nafsh yosechem b'sisha yoho b'sisha tamalom v'barav v'ibar v'yachom v'chitach v'yachom tamalom v'sisha. Okay, it's a maschal v'sanam v'yom alam v'chim v'sif v'chol v'kodesh. Right? According to him, you don't need that. According to him, you learned that out already from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Right? So, ain li elav b'knisaso, b'yitziaso minayin tamalom me'erev ad erev. Right? So how is he going to learn that? I mean, why do you need the Gemara? Seems to be assuming you have to learn out the b'knisaso also. And according to Taisus, every time you have b'knisaso from whatchamacallit, from Shemitah, from the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So I wanted to answer that question first. That really, there's a different type of sofa. If it's b'knisaso, or if it's b'knisaso b'yitziaso. See, that's me'er v'ad'erev. It's a different gavra. If it's b'knisaso b'yitziaso, it's a different gavra of a mosif. That's like me'er v'ad'erev. So the Gemara is just trying to spell out how do you know that it's both. You see, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it would be mutter to do it b'knisaso, because that you know from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. But from the psukim, if you learn the psukim, the Gemara is just going through the psukim would show you that there's a different kiyum. There's a kiyum of b'knisaso, b'yitziaso. Okay?
What's the kiyum of
only
k'nisaso?
Meir v'arev. B'knisaso and b'yitziaso, he's completely involved. It's a different gavra. It's a higher level of a gavra. So, but the other question is, Rabbeinu Tam, how is he learning out from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? How is he learning from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? It could be Rabbeinu Tam learns that the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is in the Lashem of Shemitah. So if it's in the Lashem, so it'll be in the Lashem of Shabbos and Lashem of Yom Kippurim. It'll be in the Kiyum of Lashem. Okay.